So I'm like, man, I thought you like lived in a mansion somewhere or something, you know. Like, I didn't think you lived here. Or, you know, and it was like not a small house. I mean, it was like a 4-bedroom house, you know, on a lake. And it was a nice place. Like, I would live there. But I was like, man, I thought you lived in a mansion somewhere. And because this dude's loaded. He's like multiple businesses, like flies jets. He's like a millionaire dude. He's got a whole bunch of stuff going on. And he's like, no, my wife and I separated a couple months ago. And I'm thinking like, man, that's tough. And he's like, yeah, this is our lake house. This is where I'd always come to hang out. So now I'm just living out here. And I think she probably got the mansion. So I was like, oh man. And then this other lady, I see somebody smoking a cigarette in the entryway. All I could see was the hand in the cigarette. And this lady walks out. She's like a beautiful lady, you know. She was probably 45, 50, somewhere in there, you know, but just looked like a model. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh man, that was fast. Oh. But it just like broke my heart. And, you know, I'm like, God. And like this guy, like as far as I know, like doesn't know the Lord, like not involved in a church in any way. I don't know what it was like for him growing up, but he's just started a bunch of businesses and made a lot of money. And it's like a movie. He's like the stereotypical dude, you know, that just has a lot of money and going through wives and all this stuff, but like there's nothing inside. And like, it's so crazy, man. And like, I would never like I couldn't take advice from him. I mean, I could maybe like on certain things, but for the most part I couldn't like on anything. And like, even if I just met him on the street for the first time and I didn't know anything about him, but just from that first impression, I would know that, like, I couldn't trust his counsel. I couldn't trust any advice that I got from him just because of, like, his, like, just, like, the condition of, like, his soul, man. And, like, just, like, how he's doing, you know? It's so crazy. My, I can't tell you who that guy is. That's kind of why I wanted to start it that way. This was just yesterday that was going on. And, anyways, my buddy Zach had met with this dude, and I think this was on Sunday, so this was like 2 days ago. His name's Vern Anderson. He started this big company in Alexandria, and he's got businesses all over. The dude's like a multimillionaire, but he really knows the Lord, you know, and he's just like sensitive to the Holy Spirit, the dude's just lived a really radical life for the Lord, like as an entrepreneur, and just super cool stuff. And I've never met him, but everything I've heard from people that have talked with him and spent time with him is the guy's just lit up, just loves the Lord, loves people like crazy, you know. And, you know, I can think about people in my life where, like, you know, if I was meeting them for the first time, like my pastors, just different folks in the church that I've met over the years, you know, and I can, some of them I actually remember the first time meeting them too, you know, and it was like, whoa, this person's lit up, you know, there's just peace there, and there's joy there, and there's, you know, they just got this crazy faith, and, yeah, it's just wild. I don't know, I don't really know what I was getting at there. I kind of took some notes as I was driving. just some things that were popping into my head. So I might just run through them here, but that that verse where it's like store up your treasures in heaven. There's some people over on Sunday night playing this board game. It was like Christian Monopoly, you know. But like the goal wasn't to like get the most money. It was to get like heavenly treasures. There was a thing that looked like a dollar bill, but it said heavenly treasure on it. And it's just cool, man. Like, it's so different than the world thinks and believes, man. Like, it's crazy. And I was talking with this guy. I was putting some ads out on Facebook for gutter stuff. And I talked with this guy, you know. And I was talking with him for like 5 minutes over the phone. And I'm thinking like, wow, this guy's not okay. You know, because he was like ripping on me. Like telling me I don't know this or I don't know that. And like just really trying to kick me down in the dirt, you know. And I was like, oh man, yeah, I'd love to learn more about this or that, you know. And that probably made him more mad. But then he's like, yeah, you know, I've been sober for like 5 years. I went through Teen Challenge and got my life together. And I'm like, what? Like, I'm thinking in my head, like, you need Jesus, man. You went through Teen Challenge. If you don't know what Teen Challenge is, it's like a Christian recovery program thing for people that are stopping doing drugs and alcohol. And, but he just did not, like, everything about him was just of the devil, man. Like, he was just, like, really prideful and angry and mean and all this stuff, you know. And I would have not thought he was, you know, I wouldn't have thought he was sober, let alone that he knew the Lord. Well, I honestly, I don't think he does know the Lord. He might know about the Lord, but he doesn't know him. Oh, man. That was another guy just making a ton of money, right? But it's like, it can so just become an idol and trap people in their life. And then there's this thing, there's this other thing that can happen where you think like, oh, man, I'm being selfish. I'm making all this money or focusing on business and this and that. I got to stop and spend time with the Lord and do this and that. And you'll stay in poverty and you'll stay paycheck to paycheck and broke. And you really can't help anybody financially but yourself scrape by. And other people end up helping you. So that's not it either. The enemy's the accuser of men, man. To tell you, you're selfish. You don't actually want God. You want other things. You want the world. But all day long, the blood speak of better things, man. All day long, Jesus is saying, no, this one right here, he's one of the sheep, man. He's with us. Like, he's not selfish. He loves God. Like, he's not living for himself. He doesn't want other things first. He wants to know God. He wants communion with God. Like, that's what he's saying about us, man. Like, that's the voice of truth, man. Any voice trying to convince you that you're anything else or that you want anything else, man. Like, man, we just get rid of that. Just, Lord, thank you that you love me. Thank you that my heart wants you, God. Thank you for open, honest communication with you, God. I thank you that you're close, like you're not far away, God. You're showing me what it means to know you and to be in your presence and to grow up in you with everything. Oh, this was probably like part of what we were getting at earlier. Blessed is the one who seeks not or walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. There's people that are good at stuff, and in the flesh, we want to go take advice from them on things, which we can take advice from them on some things, but when it comes to like the things of God, man, and like the direction that the Lord's leading us in our life, we got to just cut off everything that they're saying. There's times we got to do that with Christians in our life, man, with our brothers and sisters. If what they're saying doesn't line up with what God is telling us is his will and desire and plan for our life, man, and we know it, like, we're not like doubting it. Like, I mean, that's like, we just cut that off, man. But like, God, who was I talking to the other day? Oh yeah. And I got this from two different angles. So there's a dude, old dude, sweet old dude, loves the Lord, kind of crazy. And his nephew, right? Both entrepreneur type people, you know, making a bunch of money, all that stuff. And the nephew was still pretty new to it at this point. I think this was a couple years ago. But anyways, the nephew sees this this dude, Grant Cardone, having a conference. It's a big money thing, you know, like 10x your life, all this stuff, entrepreneur things and cars and tigers and whatever, right? And the nephew tells the uncle, he's like, hey, I want to go to this, I'm going to this conference, you know, and it's all these wealthy people, and I'm going to learn more about this and get motivated and all this. And the uncle's like, well, I think that's a horrible idea, but I'll go with you. And he bought a ticket. And the uncle's there praying with people and all this stuff, you know, and he's just calling out all the lies, and the nephew just is getting frustrated, you know. And I can't remember. the whole thing. Blessed is the one who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So the nephew, right? He sees these people, millionaires, making all this money and stuff, right? And they might know things about like business, organization, and you know the products that they're selling, and just different things, right? But like, it's odd, man, because it's like, people go to college and school and stuff, and like, not all the teachers are believers, you know. And like, there's things like people've got to learn. Like, if God calls you to be a doctor, right? Like, you know, you've got to go to school for that, and probably not all your teachers are going to be believers, and that's okay, because what you're learning from them is not it's not like the things of God, right? Like, It's like a physical task, and like, that's cool. But like, when we begin to go to those people for like, to like, share things with, like intimate things, you know, and it can feel comfortable. I think this might be making sense now. Think about a time where you've went to somebody for advice, or you didn't know what to do, and you were just restless, and you went. I used to do this with my mom and with my grandma, you know, you can find people that are hurt and offended and going through life and issues and stuff, and they'll agree with you on your problems and on your complaints and all this, and you can be like, yeah, you know, I've really been struggling with this and this or whatever, and they'll try and they will try and give you advice on things. But like, if they don't know the Lord, man, if they don't know the voice of God, like if they're not intimate with Him, like that advice is just garbage. And like, it can make you feel so comfortable, the things that people are telling you to do. Like, well, maybe you should just give it a rest. Maybe you should just stop. Maybe this is a sign that, you know, this just isn't for you. Or like, natural, like the world's wisdom. A lot of times, we'll say, you know, oh, just use wisdom, man. Oh, you got to use wisdom here with this or this, right? And I had something weird with my cruise control going on. But like, we'll say like, use wisdom, and it's to, you know, our heart might be in a spot to like genuinely watch out for that other person, you know, we're concerned for them or whatever, and we want to help them, but actually that's not what God's saying. Like, think about people in the Bible who were probably being told, man, use wisdom. Like, you think they weren't saying that to Jesus, man? He's like, yeah, we're going to go here, here, and here, and we're going to do this. And they're like, dude, they're going to kill you, man. You can't go do that. You can't say that, man. Use wisdom. Be wise. They're gonna kill you. People are saying this and this, man. Like, they're gonna put you on a cross or something, man. And, like, think about crossing the sea, the Red Sea, when God opened up the water and they walked across. Like, if they were using wisdom there, like, they probably wouldn't even got into that situation in the first place. But, like, it's just crazy, man. And, like, a lot of the times it does make sense, you know. We'll be like, hey, well, you should just be careful of this, or you should just use wisdom here, or whatever. But generally what it is if we're saying that to somebody, we've been hurt by something in the past, some experience or thing, and we don't want them to get hurt because we were hurt by that. And that can just go straight to hell and stay there, man. What if it's the will of God that you go for it? Whether it's to work or not, that's up to Him. And if it's painful, that's right where He wants you to be. I'm telling you straight up, man. Like, one day when I've got kids, it's going to be odd to the world. And I see people raising kids in the Lord, and it is that way, you know. I see other people that are Christians raising them, and it's not that way, too. But, like, it's just so different with God, man. Like, I'll talk to Dennis, this crazy old guy I lived with for like a year. There was a couple other ones there too, but man, we just sought the Lord and just prayed and fasted and worshipped and had people over, and it was just cool. But like, I'll tell him stuff, and he's on a way different level. I'll be like, yeah, Dennis, this, this, and this happened, but I felt like God was telling me this. And, like, just doesn't make any sense, right? Like, you know, and he'll be like, amen, yeah, go for it, you know? And he's like, I feel like I could be like, yeah, Dennis, God told me to go jump off a cliff without a parachute, and that we were going to fly to this area and manifest in the middle of China and go preach the gospel. And he'd be like, let's go, I'm going with, you know? I hope that wasn't way too far out there, but, yeah, dude, it's so different, like, living in a place without fear. Like, perfect love casts out fear, man. So if we're not thinking from a place of fear and past hurts and things like that, then we'll really just go for it, like, way more. Like, oh, man. And you can go there in your head to the worst scenario, and like, let's say you've got somebody that you're mentoring or something, right? And they're new to being a Christian. They're like, they just gave their life to the Lord, right? And they're saying that they want to go and do this and go and do that, you know, but you can see it in your head like, oh man, that's really gonna hurt, you know, that's probably not gonna go well. Like, oh my God, I hope they don't do that, you know. And like, we can come from the place of wanting to help them from the right motive and saying like, well, you know, you should think about this or think about this first or that. But there's a place very often, and I think we pass it up, where we're just like, right on, man. If that's what you're hearing from God, go for it. Whatever you feel like the Lord's telling you to do. I just feel like, man, like, a lot of the times, they'll get way more out of it if they learn it from God than you trying to convince them this or that, right?
like, when we're actually in there ourselves, kicking around in whatever situation, like, and how do you know it's not gonna work, man? Like, I hear stuff from people, and, like, I think, like, man, no way, you know? Like, that just doesn't, I don't know about that. That seems like too big of a thing, or you got too much going on. And then it's like, it works, man. And there's like something they heard from God. And I'm like, what the? Ah. Okay. We kind of got, man, I hope that was for somebody. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So, like, there's so many things when we're in the fire, in the furnace, in the whatever situation, the middle of the trial, right? There's so many things that'll want to change our mind. But it's like, when you know what God was telling you beforehand, then when you're in the situation that's hard, like, there's a place where we just don't move, man. And everybody's like, well, you know, maybe enough's enough. You know, maybe this isn't what you heard from God. Maybe it was something else. Maybe you should be doing this or that or whatever. But, like, when we seek the Lord, man, and, like, we figure out beforehand what he wants to do, and, like, we've got a clear word from him, like, there's a place where we just don't move, dude. Like, it doesn't matter how loud the dogs are barking or how much trouble there is, whatever you want to call it, right? Like, we don't move, man. There's so many things in my life right now that I'm involved in where, like, I got a clear word beforehand. Like, so it's like, it doesn't matter how wrong things go, God already said do this. So, like, like, you guys, we can so just, like, we can so seek God and his will for our life and get, like, clear direction in things to where, like, we're not moved and we're not shaken. And, man, people are gonna tell you that wasn't God. Like, people that are non-Christians for sure, but people in the church, man, like, your brothers and sisters, man, they're gonna tell you, no, I just don't think that was the Lord. But when you know, man, like, when you know, it's just, it's way different. Like a deer wants water, I want you. That was definitely not even close to what it says in the Bible, but that's the idea, right? So you got a deer out there, I guess, right? That's what they're talking about. You know, it's panting. I don't know. It's in the desert or something, apparently. They were all in, like, Saudi Arabia, I guess. Somewhere around there. In the Middle East. But, you know, so this deer is, just think about it. It's really thirsty, man. It was out. I don't know why it was out there, man. But it just way far away from any water or anything, right? It had some stuff to do. And it's just crazy thirsty. Maybe there's flies going around it. Just think about that in your head, right? Like, when we step out in faith, there's a place where we just need God, man. We're desperate for him, you know? What's that song? It's like, no, that was a different one. That was like, I'll always love you. But no, I'm desperate for you. That one, right? God, buddy Josh, he's just this redneck guy from Texas. Like, he's not really that much of a redneck, but it's just the way he talks. And, you know, but he's really, like, he sells stuff. He's good at selling stuff. You know, he talks a lot. He's good at talking. And one of the first times I rode in the car with him, played that song, and I just almost cried, you know. And I'm like, God, he just has this really sweet relationship with the Lord, this gentleness, and, you know. And I knew him, but I didn't know that side of him, you know. And we were driving somewhere, and he's like, this is what I listen to in the morning. And it was the CD, I think, that he'd been listening to over and over again for months, you know. And it was just these soft worship songs. God, how did we even get there? Oh, yeah. I don't know. Oh, yeah, I'm desperate for you. And that was kind of a whole different thing with him. But, that was just cool. That guy's awesome. But that song, I'm desperate for you. Yeah, like, man, when we get, like, way, I guess around here in Minnesota, out there in the lake, you know, there's that song Oceans. Around here, I suppose it's a lake. But, like, when we're stepping out in faith, man, when we're way outside of our comfort zone, and it's like stuff is going wrong, but, like, we know we're right where God wants us, like, man, we just need him there. And it's like he shows up, dude. I hear people say, like, yeah, a lot of times God moves in these crazy ways in third world countries because stuff is so bad, you know. Like, the conditions are so bad, people are getting shot and killed and all this stuff. And there's that. I'm driving by this church. It says Abounding Joy. When I was, like, that verse, it's like, where sin abounds, grace abounds more. It's like God wants to do all that stuff, all that crazy stuff here in the U.S., and he's doing it. Don't think that he's not. I kind of got off track there. I don't really know. But, man, like, when we're living in faith, when we're going for it, man, we need, like, that desperate for God thing is so real. Like, dude, I didn't, like, my payment stuff for work got messed up. You know, it was like, there was a check a week and a half ago. I was missing like $1,200, and I didn't really think much of it because I still got paid, you know, like $4,000. And I was like, it'll probably come through on the next check. But then the next check, I only got paid like $1,500, and I should have gotten paid, you know, like $5,500. And, like, I've got expenses, I've got to buy materials and stuff, and I called this company I'm subcontracting for, Leaf Filter, and I was like, man, I talked with the dude, his name's Paulo, the new manager guy. I was like, dude, I'm like, I don't have any money, man. Like, I've got to go flip the money I do have on some side jobs and get some cash in my pocket. And he's like, yeah, I totally understand. He's like, we'll try and get it figured out. And they thought they were going to have me paid that day, and it didn't work out. So I went and did a side job, and the next day I still didn't get paid, and I did another side job. And then I still didn't get paid on Monday, and did another side job. And, like, God just provided. Like, he provided the work, man. He provided the finances. And it was crazy, man. Turned, like, basically, and I had this dude I had to pay for this loan, you know. So I had, like, basically, like, zero money. But I had enough in my account to go and, like, flip that money quick on a gutter job. And went from having, like,
basically like negative $100 to like $2,500 in like 3 days, and now I can go and start the week. And it's just crazy, man. And it was the Lord, and it like
when we go for it, man, when we get out of that comfort zone, we will see God move, like, out of the comfort zone in a good way. Like, don't go commit crimes. Like, not that kind of out of your comfort zone. Like, don't do that. But, it's just awesome, man. And,
yeah, and like, oh, God, I put out these ads on Facebook because they also cut my pay in half. And so, like, I was missing all this money. I hadn't gotten paid yet, but I'll be paid for it. But then they told me, like, last week at the beginning of the week, they're like, yeah, you've got to start buying your own materials. So now instead of, like, $1,000 to $1,200 a day, you know, I'm only making $500, $600 a day. Which is not, I mean, it sounds like a lot of money probably to some people, but there's a lot of other expenses and things like that that go into it. So it's not, you know, I'm basically paying my bills with that, you know? So there's not a lot of room to be able to save money in there, like, at all. So I put out these ads on Facebook over the weekend, which that was a thing of faith too, because I had like no money, right? And I'm doing these jobs and it's like, man, if I had a vehicle break or if I messed up a job or whatever and things got delayed, like, it would have not been good, right? And, like, I don't have credit cards. Like, I have a debit card. I haven't had credit cards before. So it's like when you're out of money, you're out of money, right? And I put out these ads on Facebook, and, like, within the first, like, day, you know, and I spent like $30 on this ad. Within the first day, this guy hits me up. He's like, yeah, I've got 40 houses for you to do. And I'm like, what? Like, that's crazy, man. That's like, if I go down there for a month and do these houses, I'll make like somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000 profit off of that. Like, that's insane. And like, it's not, like, it's like three times what I'd be getting paid for my current job, man. Like, like, that's crazy. And, like, if I wasn't in the spot where, like, things weren't going well, like, that never would have popped up, dude. God is nuts, man. And then I get a call from this dude, last night, and you know, that first set of houses, that's like 3.5 hours from where I live, right? So I'm like, I've kind of been on the fence about it. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that or not, because I feel like I'm supposed to be around here, but maybe for a time it'd be okay to be away. And I get a call from this dude in the city, so this is only like a 2-hour drive now. This is way closer, you know. And he's like, man, at first he didn't believe me. He's like, so you're selling them for this price. Does that include this and this? I'm like, yeah, man, that includes this and this. And he's this Mexican guy with a really strong accent. And he was so energetic and, like, excited. It was just funny. And, like, we finally, you know, we got on the same page. And he's like, man, that's amazing. He's like, I've got a team of gutter guys now. They all drink too much tequila. They work one day. They're gone for 2 days. I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, well, man, I've been sober for like 4 years, you wouldn't have to worry about that with me. And he's like, that's amazing. He's like, I'll get back to you tomorrow. And it's just crazy, man. Like, God's doing something so cool, man. And then, so, like, all this financial stuff, right? Like, it's really good, and like wouldn't have happened unless things were bad, you know, and I was in a spot where I had to start looking for something else. And so that's cool, right? But then it's like, you're meeting all these people, and like, they need Jesus, dude. And like, it doesn't matter if they're like on fire Christians, man, or if they totally don't know the Lord at all. Like, it doesn't matter. It's like, there's just, we're people, man. and like we're meant to be like,
it's so cool, man. I love building new relationships with people, whether they're like already like, you know, like brothers and sisters and they know the Lord, or whether they're just not at all. And it just excites me, man, so much. It just gets me pumped. Like, I don't know who I'm going to be meeting and interacting with and involved with in the next couple months doing this stuff. And it's cool, man. It's super cool. I think that was it. Yeah. Dude, there's things God's asking you to do already. And there's going to be more. But there's things right now you can think of that are challenging. And you may or may not have said yes, and you may or may not be doing those things right now. But man, to like live our most filled life, to like walk in everything He has for us, like it's a good thing to say yes, man. It is a good thing to say yes. Like, oh, what if this doesn't work, or what if this doesn't work, or what if I get anxious, you know, or what if I relapse, or what if I get depressed, or what if this thing, or what if, you know. And it's the same when somebody else tells us they're thinking about doing something crazy that they heard from God, and we think about that for them because we want to help them and we don't want them to get hurt, right? But like, man, just do it. The Lord's so good, dude. And like, it's not always like the craziest thing, right? Like some, like, you know, like wild thing, and like you're praying for somebody at the grocery store and they get up out of a wheelchair and they haven't walked their entire life, or I don't know, man. Like it's not always like that, but like I think to God it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think to God it's like that. Like, no matter what, it is, whether it looks big or small to us, you know, it's like it's all the same to Him. And that's kind of a cool thought, you know. It's like, God, like, I want to value people and situations like the same way You do, you know, whether it seems like a big thing or not a big thing, you know. Like, God, I just want to be somebody that says yes. He's just way realer in that place, man. Like, and it all starts, like, being alone with Him and just taking that time with Him and just getting to know Him, like, without any, like, agenda or anybody else around, you know? Like, all my, like, major life decisions in the past 3 years have come from that place. And it's just cool, man. And that's not, like, I hope that doesn't sound, like, prideful, but, like, it's true. Like, that's, like, every big move thing, you know, it's like, yeah, I felt like God was telling me to do this or do this. Like, it all just came from that place of just being quiet with Him. And people get mad, they'll be like, well, you didn't hear that from God or this from God or whatever, right? But it's like, man, like, I know what's going on, like, when there's nobody else around and like it's just me and Him. Like, you know how you're doing there. And yeah, and like, we can always grow in that place, man. Like, we can, and that's what He wants, man. It's just that, like, that one-on-one relationship with Him, like, that just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Man. Bless you guys.